each of you to this very special worship service. Thank you so much for your participation in the singing of the hymns and the chorus, which lifted our hearts and our minds toward heaven, where our Heavenly Father sits in majesty supreme. Thanks to each of you for being out this morning. For those of you who are visiting with us, this is a very special Sunday. Last Sunday morning, we watched as several young people follow the Lord in the steps of obedience by being baptized. Obedience because it is something that He Himself, our Lord, has commanded us to do. This Sunday morning, we are receiving new members. It's always a great, great delight to do so. And I want to share just briefly, because we have a communion service to follow, just briefly some thoughts from John chapter 17. John chapter 17, as we think in terms of membership and what it implies for our lives as believers here at the Markham Missionary Church. John 17. As one of the great English preachers says, to hear the rustling of the pages is heavenly music, and so it is. John 17. I will begin to read at verse 20 to verse 22. John 17, 20 to 22. I do not ask in behalf of these alone, but for those who also believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, even as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou didst send me. Verse 22 is my text for this morning. And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them in order that they may be one, just as we are one. It is amazing as you look through this text how many times the Lord in his high priestly prayer, for indeed this is the Lord's prayer. The Lord's prayer is not really found in the Gospel of Matthew or Luke. That is the prayer our Lord taught his disciples to pray. But in John 17, it begins this way. These things Jesus spoke, and lifting his eyes to his heavenly Father, he said. So here we are privileged to enter into the sanctuary of prayer with our Lord. We see just what he is saying, what he is doing, what he's experiencing, and we are witnesses by the Holy Spirit's ministry to enter into this. And just for this morning, verse 22. And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one. Nothing is more important to the true believer than to know fellowship with one another. To come together in a unique way, at which time all the barriers between us are broken down, all the suspicions we might have of one another is completely dispelled in the presence of Jesus Christ, in the presence of God the Father, in the presence of the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit. And in this text we have three thoughts, if you please. The pattern for fellowship, the provision for fellowship, and the proof of fellowship. First, the pattern for fellowship. The pattern, as our Lord says at the end of this text, is this. That they may be one, just as you, Father, and I are one. Now, meditate, my friends, for a few moments on that. Our Lord is saying that the unity within the church is to be something like the unity in the Godhead in heaven. If anyone is to know what it is like for the existence of the Trinity, if you please, and how the Trinity operates with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, Jesus in his high priestly prayer says, If anyone is to understand the unity in the Trinity, the union in the Trinity, if they are to understand the concord in the unity in the Trinity, they should look at the church. They should come to a place where the name of Jesus Christ is proclaimed, and they should see those who have been united by faith to God through Jesus Christ, and they will get a glimpse of what it is to see a bit of heaven on earth. I jokingly said to my class this morning something that was born in the late 70s, or early 70s, or middle 70s, somewhere in the 70s. Someone wrote these words: "Oh, to live with saints above, that will be glory. But to live with some saints below, that's another story." It's humorous, isn't it? And it's true. Some saints, my friends, are such that even Jesus Christ himself said they are sheep. He didn't say they're lambs, and then they are sheep. We have all gone into our own way. And if you want to see what unity is like, what fellowship is like, what concord is like, what union is like, what love is like, you will not find that on earth, says our Lord. If you want to see something that describes or displays or models for us what it is to be a part of the body of Christ, look at the Trinity. That they might be one, Father, even as you and I are one. In the Godhead, my friends, there is communication. In the Godhead, there is giving. In the Godhead, there is intimacy. In the Godhead, there is all those wonderful things that we look for upon earth but can never find until we look into the Bible and look into the Scriptures and look into the face of God, look into the face of the Son of God, look into the face of the Spirit of God, and we see the pattern that Christ really desires for you and to me, for me, you and me, the way we are to live on earth. Jesus Christ was so committed to the body, the one body, that when his own mother and his brothers and his sisters went to call him from caring for those who were becoming a part of the family of God, Jesus said, "Who is my mother? And who is my brother? And who is my sister? Whoever does the will of God, he is my mother, he is my brother, he is my sister." One God, one baptism, one family, one church. That's the pattern. And every time, my friends, we are tempted to get away from this, we should once again look into the glories to see something of what God wants us to be. I say to those of you who are becoming members this morning, you're coming to people with clay feet. We have problems. Because we're human beings. We make mistakes because we're human beings. I saw something, a bumper sticker. I don't put bumper stickers on my car. I just cannot stand the things. I thought of someone the other day. I saw "Hunk if you love Jesus." And I was told someone hunked. And the person said, "Don't you see I'm going as fast as I can go?" So I don't put bumper stickers. I might do something that might betray that. Hope not anyway, not with the bumper stickers. But I saw one that was very interesting. And it says this: Christians are not perfect, they are simply forgiven. Christians are not perfect, they are forgiven. And the whole idea, my friends, of this coming together this morning is for imperfect people to join with imperfect people to serve a perfect God. To come together based upon our oneness in Him, having been to the cross of Calvary, having been to Jesus Christ for salvation, we come now and we are told in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, there is one body. And so the pattern is the Godhead itself. No time to develop that. Secondly, the provision for fellowship. The provision for fellowship. You know what John says? "These things I write to you that you might have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son." Our fellowship, how absolutely audacious of us to think that we, as mere mortals, can say that we have fellowship with God? What would you say if someone came to you today and said, I had dinner with the Queen this week? You would say, ha ha, somewhere the marbles are not all together. Or, I had dinner with, I was going to say the Prime Minister, but some of you might say, who wants dinner with him? So I'm not going to say that. That's just a joke, friends. That's no political thing intended at all. But if we have dinner with some high dignitary, we want to say something about that. You know what's one of my treasured memories? Was the day I met John Diefenbaker. That's a treasured memory for me. It was a special day. I will never forget it. But my friends, we have the privilege of every morning as we are awakened to a new day to meet with him who gave Diefenbaker's life, who gave him breath, who gave him his posture, who gave him the opportunity to live. We can meet with God. We have fellowship with God. Now, what's the provision for that? That they might be one in us as we are one. The glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them. Friends, let me give you a secret. I don't know what that means. Augustine doesn't know what that means. Zwingli doesn't know what that means. John Stott doesn't know what that means. Because when Jesus said, the glory which you have given me, the root of the word is doxa, from which we get the word doxology. It means to esteem, to bestow honor upon, to have dignity. And we were born with none of those things. Jesus said, for us to know true fellowship as the believers, the spiritual family, the spiritual community, the spiritual communication, he has imparted to us some of what his Father imparted to him. Oh, my dear friends, does this stir you? Does this stir you? That when Jesus Christ went back to glory, he left on earth a part of his glory by leaving you, by leaving me. So that the provisions, no Christian truly have the right to say, I can't have fellowship with another person. Because Jesus has provided his glory that we might be one. I didn't say agree with. I said have fellowship with. Again, forgive me. No time to go through this. But my friends, do you realize it? That right in this place, right now, is bursting the glory of God to reveal itself. One to the other and all to God. What a wonderful privilege. What a wonderful provision. I have given them the honor which you have given to me. The proof of fellowship. The proof of fellowship that they might be one. And I will close not with the text but in its application. And you don't need to turn. In Acts chapter 9 verses 10 to 17. St. Paul is not St. Paul as we know him. He's a new Christian. He has just experienced conversion, salvation, born again, whatever term you want to use, on the road to Damascus. And God has a saint by the name of Ananias, and he says to him, I want you to go to the street called Straight, and you will find a man praying. His name is Saul. And I want you to lay your hands on him. In other words, I want you to identify with him. I want you to touch him in a spiritual way. I like Ananias' reply. Lord, you don't know the man. This man is after our heads. I have heard of him. I love it. I love it. I heard of him as if God had not. And what does he say? He's a man who's after us. And God says to Ananias, I want you to go because he is a chosen vessel of mine. And Ananias left immediately. Because if he belongs to God, he belongs to me. If I belong to God, I belong to you. And in verse 17, my friends, we read, "And Ananias departed and entered the house. And after laying his hands on him, touched him, held him." He actually flowed from his inside, because this is exactly what the word means. He flowed from the inside and he said, "Brother." A few moments ago, he didn't want anything to do with the man. But God says, "He's mine." And if he's mine, says Ananias, if he's God's, then he is my brother. You know what the word means, friends? At the root of the word? The womb. W-O-M-B. You know what he's saying? That we have the same origin for our birth, for our spiritual life. We come from the same source. The one who gives you life is the one who gave me life. And if we have life from the same God, then you are my brother. You are my sister. You are my friend. The proof of fellowship is that we are one. We don't deal with one another with distinctions. I guess in this church, in the good old days, whatever they were, they used to call one another brother, call one another sisters. We have gotten away from that because we have become somewhat sophisticated. It sounds too corny. But my dear friends, it is true. Whoever serves my Lord and my Savior is kin to me. You belong to me. And I praise God every day that I belong to you. Brother, sister. And when you come to join this church this morning, it is because you have already been joined to the King of Kings, to the one Father who is in us all and through us all, as we had read this morning. What you're coming to do is to stand to express before God, angels, and men that you have been born again, that you have entered into fellowship with God through Jesus Christ, and you are identifying with the visible expression of the glory of God, call the church, call the body. I'm going to call those now who have expressed by application and by instruction their desire to become a part of this congregation. And you will find I can tell you who they are, but I better read them lest I forget one. There will be one who will not be this morning simply because of situations, but the next membership Sunday, Heather Thurton will be becoming a member. Her name is there because her father slipped up in... that's right, her father did. Each of these people coming forward have verbally expressed their faith in Christ. And they come, some from other churches, for one reason or another, which we are confident was not a hindrance to us at all, nor to their witness, their testimony. And so I'm going to call those who are becoming members by transfer, first of all, and then those who are becoming members by application. The first one is no stranger to us. In fact, it was a surprise to me when I found out that Joan Walsh was not a member of our congregation, that she was a member of the Banfield congregation, but we know Joan as one of our own, and we welcome her into membership this morning. Joan, she is coming to us by transfer. Bill and Sandra Hall, whom you have been seeing sometimes singing, and Bill has been helping out with the leading of the singing because no, Grant is here today, but he won't be here for too much longer, I think. He's moving to the Second Missionary Church in London, Second Markham Missionary Church in London. Bill and Sandra Hall have come to us, and they have endeared themselves to us in so many ways. I think among the ways in which they have endeared themselves to us is the sensitive spirit, the commitment to the Lord that they bring to this ministry. And I am happy on the behalf of the deacons to welcome Bill and Sandra Hall to stand in front here. Don't stand so far, friends. I've just talked about being one, please. The next couple you have known for a long time. They have been here a lot longer than I have been. And I'm so happy that they have, at this time, expressed a desire and have been asked, been welcomed into the church before and now as members, Ron and Marg Sparks. These are by application. The next couple I am very happy to present to you have also endeared themselves to us. And in fact, yesterday I was busy with some counseling here at the church and I had to come in for something. And I saw this one person dressed in her work clothes, I suppose, with a cap on the side of the head and just going to places. So you're sitting in a nice, clean, smooth place today because of the work that so many did yesterday, but I'm thinking particularly of Larry and Mary LeBlanc. Those who have been accepted into membership as applicants have gone through the stages of instruction and formation, and both Pastor Hamilton and I have met personally with these and have shared with them, and they come to you this morning to express their faith in Christ, having expressed their faith in Christ, to join with this fellowship into the covenant of membership. I'm going to ask, first of all, the deacons to come and stand beside them. Pastor Hamilton to come and stand beside me. You will not be able to hear them. I think that they'll read loud enough. Please listen as these applicants read before you and before God the covenant of membership. Listen as they read together. We do,
in the presence of men, confess Christ as Savior and Lord, and do heartily give ourselves in his service, and take his word as rule for our lives. And having been united to him by faith, we do now firmly relying on his grace, united with one another in his covenant. We shall, by the grace of God, help of the Holy Spirit, observe the reading of Scriptures, and pray prayers in our lives. We further commit ourselves where available, as head of our homes, seek to worship God in our homes, and shall endeavor to lead our children and those under our charge to relate in Christ and obedience to Christian life. We shall, as far as providence permits, attend regularly the public worship service of God on the Lord's Day and such other meetings as the Church may appoint. And shall faithfully observe together the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. We shall endeavor to walk together in the Lord with the Christians and the peace and kindness. We shall tenderly and faithfully admonish and help one another at the same meeting. We shall seek to settle personal differences in the spirit of Matthew 18, 15, and 17. Only after the two steps have been taken will we make up our
That's the covenant that these have entered into. And in response to them, Pastor Hamilton and I now read our response to them. Today, you have responded to a covenant of membership in which you made certain commitments to God, to this church, and to one another. I respond to your trust and in submission to you as pastor and on behalf of the pastoral team and membership of this congregation, I make these commitments. First, we commit ourselves to teach and feed you the pure word of God. We, as pastor you, believe in the absolute need of your knowing and growing in the word of God. We want you to become the maximum possible person according to God's plan for your life. We are committed to counsel and correct you should you ever drift from the truth as it is in Jesus. The Bible directs pastoral leaders to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. We are committed to pray for you. The Bible says we are to oversee the flock and to watch for your souls. We will uphold you in prayer. We commit ourselves to stand by you in time of need, burden or personal crisis, if only you will let us know when need arises. And finally, we commit ourselves to love you. Jesus said that this trait should mark his disciples, and we will endeavor to live out the divine order of love. Should you ever feel you have been hurt, neglected, or misunderstood, you will know it is unintentional, for we will never intentionally do anything to violate you in any way. Our commitment is to love, serve, and help you become the person God created you to be. As pastors, we extend the right hand of fellowship to you, and in Jesus' name receive you into membership of the Markham Missionary Church. Shall we pray? Father, we are confident that this moment is being observed in heaven. We are not simply going through a routine of religious activities. For we are calling, we are invoking upon this meeting the God of glory, the God who spoke the world into existence, and the God who has caused the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ to shine in our hearts. Each of us, Father, has confessed Jesus Christ as Savior. We have said that publicly, and we have said that privately. And you know our desire to be faithful to the commitment we have made to Jesus Christ, that we will live in the fellowship of His church. Having been received into the family of God, we will live in the fellowship of the church until He comes, or until He takes us out of this world. We thank you for these who are standing before you and this congregation this morning, who by standing here are declaring their commitment to this ministry, who by standing here are saying that we have joined our spirit with the Spirit of the Lord and we are one in the bond of love. We thank you, Father, that the glory which makes us one has been given to them as well as unto us. And we pray that, Father, as these who are standing here get to know us, they will never be disappointed with us. As they get to know our idiosyncrasies, they will love us in spite of them. As we get to know them, we will love them. And as we get to know their personality traits and so on, we will love them. We will love them whether the sun is shining, whether the rain is falling, whether, Father, there's a storm. We will love them, for we are being loved by God. And now, Father, I thank you for Ron and for Marg, for their personal commitment to Jesus Christ, for their service in this congregation, and I dedicate them to you. Thank you for Bill and for Sandra. Father, you have had your hands upon their lives. They have followed your leading, and the leading of God has brought them to this place. The peace of God has settled the matter, and they, Father, have burned the past to look to the future, pursuing those things for which God has called them unto Himself. and we thank you for them. And we thank you for Joan. She is no stranger to you nor to us. We thank you for the godly heritage she brings to this congregation and for the godliness she brings. We thank you, Father, that you have already had your hands upon her life, having served for over 20 years in Nigeria as a minister, as a missionary. And now, Father, she comes to identify at home with the people of God who lovingly and willingly and gladly supported her. Father, she has a rich, rich amount of experience to give to us, and we gladly submit to her in learning from her those lessons you have taught her. And then we thank you for Mary and for Larry. Father, how strange are the ways of God. How a disappointment in time past led to their searching, and the searching has taken them to Calvary, and from Calvary to Markham Missionary Church. We thank you for them. We commit them to you this morning. And Father, as they involve themselves in this ministry, not simply identifying with the work the church does, but with the church that works, we pray, Father, that they shall grow again and again in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We dedicate these to you, and by the authority of the deacons, receive them into membership, having already been received into the family of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The deacons will join these. I'll ask Dory to play at the organ. I didn't ask her this before, but I think we all know it. We are one in the bond of love. We are one in the bond of love. And I'm going to ask the deacons to welcome these, and then other members who would like to come and welcome these into membership, please leave your seats right now and come and welcome these into membership.